In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sharathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Just like Silas, singing with Paul. Praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Sharathon on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. It's 10:06. O is technically a letter, so 10:06 Central Time here in the good old U.S. of A. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning to you. It does sound weird, though, to say 10:06.
10:06. I'm going with 10:00.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, it's 10:06.
You know, there's too much change already in life. This is confusing me.
Especially for us baby boomers.
Yes. Too much change.
All right.
Change.
Chris Woodward. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And in Kansas City, KS, is our good friend Dr. Ray Pridger. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing today?
We're blessed, and we've been encouraged by our listeners who are calling in from all over the country, Ray.
You know, I got to say, I love the theme of this Sharathon, pour out your spirit. What that ought to be the prayer of every Christian.
Amen.
Every day.
Yes.
I mean, but if there's ever a moment, guys, when we need God to pour out his spirit, it's today, right now in America.
Absolutely.
And around the world. So love Amen. What's happening here at AFR.
Amen. Well, we are proclaiming the truth of the Bible and to America and beyond. We have a lot of listeners internationally and people, that's what we do, unapologetically. Yeah.
Right, unapologetically. We proclaim it to infinity and beyond.
Yes.
To quote Toy Story.
I think that line's been patented or something.
Have you trademarked?
Trademarked. But anyway, yes.
No, listen, it's the theme, Dr. Pritchard, as Ray said, pour your spirit out.
He said pour?
It, huh?
He said pour?
Pour.
I thought you said pour.
I did. I made a mistake, Tim. Thank you for pointing it out.
Oh, okay.
On national
I thought
radio.
Maybe you didn't recognize your mistake.
No, and, I recognized
well,
it.
Well, no, that's my gift, my spiritual gift. To
yeah, my wife has that same spiritual gift. It's how unusual. The theme of our Sharathon, which is pour your spirit out, is from Isaiah 44:3. I'm reading it from the English Standard Version. Uh-huh. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. And that is such a wonderful promise. To me, it's always been a promise of restoration. And I think that obviously this was directed originally in Isaiah to Israel. Children of Israel, the people of the nation who are in captivity. But to me, Ray, you're a preacher. In fact, you're back with us after spending a lot of time out teaching the Bible. To me, it's also a promise to all Christians who receive of the Holy Spirit. God is in the business of restoring lives, right? And, you know, and maybe our country as well.
In that passage, I will pour out the water on the thirsty land. What is it that is required for the pouring out of God's Spirit? You got to be thirsty.
Amen.
You got to feel your need. You got to admit, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. And if there's ever a moment in history where it's clear we need the Lord, Ed, this is it. This is
Amen.
The day in which we need the Lord. And we've got, for some of our listeners today, it's very, very personal. On my marriage, Lord, pour
yes.
out your Spirit. On my children, pour out your spirit. On my health, Lord, pour out Amen. Your spirit. Lord, on my loved ones who are struggling, pour out your spirit. And here's the great promise. If you are thirsty and feel the need, God says, I will. I will pour out my spirit. Friends, that's a promise Amen. You can hang on to today. It's personal. It's for you, for your family. And yes, Ed, I think it's for nations. When nations will call out to the Lord, he will answer.
Well, as Tim mentioned, it's our Share-a-thon. And folks, this is what you get with American Family Radio. You not only get the news and events that are happening both here and around the world, you get it from a Christian perspective and with biblical insights applied. And so this is our Share-a-thon here in the spring. It is our final day of Share-a-thon. And if you want to give, and we ask you to be as generous as you can, here is the number to call, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net. It is spring Share-a-thon. We have folks, many of whom are volunteers who are listeners just like yourselves, who have on their own dime come to Tupelo, Mississippi, the headquarters for our radio network, and are answering the phones. Or you might get a staff member who picks up your phone call. So please call 877-616-2396.
I gotta give a shout out to one of our most recent pledges. We took a donation just a while ago from a guy named John in Becker, Mississippi. I got married in Becker, Mississippi, so thank you, John, for that. But also, Mike in College Station, Texas. Mike, you'll be glad to know that we have a few Aggies here in the on the payroll. Our afternoon anchor, Robert Thornton, is from Texas A&M. Spent some good time there in College Station, home of TAMU, as some people say.
All right.
But we will, hey, listen, we'll take donations from Aggies and Longhorns.
Yes, yes.
We don't care. We're, you know what I'm saying?
We're impartial when it comes to that.
If you're a Red Raider out of Texas Tech,
we'll take your money too.
Yes, yes, if you went to all the other schools in Texas. Rice. We love the Owls.
Yeah, all right.
Baylor.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, guys.
Yeah,
we got it. Okay.
SMU.
We're going to bring that conference back.
Those conferences don't exist anymore, but y'all continue on. Yeah, bring that conference back. All right, so it is Share-a-thon, as Ed said, spring Share-a-thon. Pour out your spirit, and let's hear from one of our listeners out there.
I listen to American Family Radio every waking moment, it seems like. Anytime I'm in my vehicle, or I also listen to podcasts that I've missed. But I want to say that American Family Radio, over the years I have listened to, has been a great inspiration to me as a pastor, keeping me informed of the things going on in the world, in the church, in the family. And I just greatly appreciate everyone there at American Family Radio. I financially support you as well during the Share-a-thons. I'm so dedicated to listening to American Family Radio that I would say that the numbers on the FM dial are burnt into my liquid crystal screen on my radio, which is a good thing. So again, God bless American Family Radio, and to the listeners as well. I hope your ministries continue on for years to come.
Amen. Amen, brother. Thank you so much. Did I hear him say he was listening on a liquid crystal screen?
Well, his radio is the numbers, the call numbers are on a liquid crystal screen. Yes.
You know what? I never knew that.
That you never knew what?
That it was liquid crystal. I thought that was illegal. Huh? Did you not, Ray?
Well,
I've never heard that phrase.
That's why it's because the border was wide open, Tim, for 4 years under the Biden administration.
They bringing that liquid crystal.
That liquid crystal. It was terrible.
Tariffs are going to take care of that, though.
Oh, you slap a tariff on that, that'll clear that up.
All right, liquid crystal or not.
I mentioned the word tariff, and Tim.
Well, we've got a segment dedicated to tariff talk.
Yes.
That's coming up, and you don't want to miss that, people. Let me just tell you that. We know our tariffs.
Oh, man, exciting.
Ed said that if you could go back in time, you'd slap tariffs on your teenage kids. Which,
yes, that's when they acted up. I'd have slapped tariffs on them.
Yeah. Make them pay.
I brought you into
pay.
This world. Yeah. I'll tariff you out of it.
You're going to have to give me $10 or you're not leaving this house.
Right. I said you're in the house by midnight, and it was 12:05. I'm slapping a tariff.
Slapping a tariff on you.
That's right.
All right. Anyway, thanks for joining us on Share-a-thon. We will be here for the next till noon Central Time on American Family Radio. And if you want to call and make a gift, we just encourage you to be as generous as you possibly can. We need your help. In all seriousness, it's our time to raise our funds for our network. We only do this 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. So not a lot of time spent asking for donations here on American Family Radio. Here's the phone number if you want to make a donation, make a gift, and call our folks here who are answering the phone. The phone number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And if you can at all possible, make it a monthly gift. And by that, I mean like with a credit card or a debit card or a bank draft, whatever you want to do it, where it makes it simple on you. You don't have to find an envelope every month with a
right.
And look in the drawer. I know that stamp was around here somewhere.
I saw that stamp last week.
I can't find that stamp.
When I was trying to find a battery. Change the smoke detector.
Anybody need a rubber band?
I saw that stamp. Well, listen, we do encourage people to give monthly and become a Great Commission partner. And so, folks, let me just quickly let you know our spring Share-a-thon premium options. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a book written by Stephen McDowell. The title is The Bible, Divine or Human. If you become a Great Commission partner, that's what Tim was just talking about, with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the book from Stephen McDowell. And, yes, Tim, for the first time on our program today, the AFR embossed padfolio.
Yes,
it's a padfolio.
That can be yours.
It can be yours. And it's actually very nice. It's a zipped pad with a pad with a zipper. You put your pad in it or anything else you want to put in there. It's a very soft kind of pleather on the outside with AFR nicely embossed. So that and the book will be yours if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. The number to call, if that's you, you want to become a Great Commission partner, 877-616-2396. Now, folks, if you don't want to become a Great Commission partner, you just want to give, let's say you want to give $20,000, one-time gift.
Oh, if they want to do that?
Yeah, that's your prerogative.
If you do that, we're going to send you all the liquid crystal you want.
I'll tell you what, you send a gift for $20,000, you get as many padfolios as you want.
Just name the number.
That's right.
Name the number.
877-616-2396 is the number to call.
All right. By the way, our good friend Alex McFarland, who's usually here, he usually comes down from North Carolina to be with us for Share-a-thon, but he fell ill and he's back. But he's back.
Is he sick?
He got a little something here.
Fred.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's always whining. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell him I said that. Okay.
No. And Ray is on with us for the first time in several weeks there. So
Ray travels.
He's wondering what you say about him when he's not on the show.
Who? Don't tell me. I'm better off. I'm better off it not knowing.
That's right. I usually say when you finally come back, I say, "Well, so how's your little Bible teaching?
My little Bible
ministry that you're doing?
You're pretty
right.
Yeah. All right. What, Chris? What's our first news story?
Well, I'm.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm happy.
We're going to go back to.
I'm happy to discuss tariffs in a moment, but I want to make sure we point this out, and I do have some sound that could go with it. The Senate has confirmed former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee as the Trump administration's ambassador to Israel.
Excellent.
That happened yesterday afternoon. The vote was 53-46, and that installs Mr. Huckabee to the position. He is a well-known evangelical Christian, ran for president a couple of times, and now he is going to be the U.S. ambassador in Israel. I have a little bit of audio here of President Trump at the White House being informed by one of his aides that Huckabee has been confirmed. Clip 3.
The Senate confirmed Governor Huckabee to be your next ambassador to Israel earlier today. That's his commission as ambassador. And then we also have a transmittal letter to the President of Israel requesting that he accept Ambassador Huckabee's credentials.
He's going to be fantastic. He's going to bring home the bacon. And then even though bacon isn't too big in Israel.
It's just the third layer.
I had to clear that up.
Right?
Right. Saw a little bit of a faux pas there, right?
Yes. The room fell silent.
He cleaned it up pretty quick. I think he realized, like all of us, we might have used another meat here.
Yeah. Well, we played the audio in our story meeting this morning, and all of us, when he said bacon, I thought, oh. And then he came right back around and cleaned it up.
And to be fair, he was signing some papers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's signing some papers, President Trump is, you can hear that, while he's answering the question about Governor Huckabee being the new ambassador to Israel. I think this is wonderful.
Amen.
Governor Mike Huckabee has been a longtime friend of our ministry and of our family. My dad first met then candidate Huckabee back when he was a Southern Baptist minister in the state of Arkansas. Of course, went on to become governor, and
now his daughter is governor.
Daughter's governor. He had a very popular television program on Fox for a long time, and then went on, I think, TBN maybe or some.
Huckabee Live, I think is what that's
called. He went on, he was doing that. Now he's ambassador to Israel, and I've got to think that's his dream job, you know, because he loves Israel so much, Governor Huckabee. And Mike was, and I can call him that because I know him on a first name basis, but he was our guest a couple of months ago right here on this show,
right.
And he was waiting for his confirmation to be finished, and then he said he'd come back on with us, right? Didn't he, Brent? So we're going to hold him to that.
Yeah, you know, his life, I just want to encourage our listeners, if you will be faithful to the Lord and whatever he has called you to do, you never know where you're going to wind up. I mean, he was a Southern Baptist preacher who did get involved in politics, you know, and understood how important the culture war was, but you never know where you're going to wind up. What a life he has led, Ray, with all kinds of opportunities to serve not only God's people, but to serve the nation and now serve Israel as well as the U.S. as ambassador. You never know where God's going to take you if you follow him and love him and
You know, in those early days, he was pastoring, doing what pastors do, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And then suddenly he's governor. And then he's, at some point, remember he ran for president.
Yes, a couple times.
Yeah, and did well, especially, I guess it was in 2008, really did, and ran a great campaign. Mm-hmm. And now his daughter is governor, and he is going to be in Jerusalem representing our country. Guys, I can't think of anybody I'd rather have as our ambassador to Israel than Mike Huckabee.
Right. Amen.
I think didn't he win the Iowa caucus in 2008? Yeah.
08, not 08. 08.
Yeah, 08.
Okay.
Folks, you're listening. I'm going to toss the phone number in here.
Yeah, and let's hear from a listener after that. How about that?
Sounds great. Folks, it is our spring share-a-thon. The number to call, we do ask you to be as generous as you can. The number to call if you would like to help and to contribute to the ministry here of American Family Radio is 877-616-2396.
Do we have a challenge going on?
Oh, yes, we do. We have.
You need to mention that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be motivation.
We have a Pour Your Spirit Out $150,000 challenge.
What does that mean?
That has been going on since 8 a.m. and goes till we sign off at 12 Central Time. So what is a challenge? Well, a group of supporters has generously donated in the lead up to Share-a-thon, and they're now challenging you to come alongside them to support the work of AFA and AFR. And so that $150,000 is the amount pledged, and they are asking you to meet that $150,000. That challenge is going on for another about hour and a half, a little bit more than that.
What's the phone number?
The phone number is 877-616-2396. Again, it is our spring share-a-thon. The theme is Pour Your Spirit Out. 877-616-2396. Or you can give safely and securely online at AFR.net.
Chris, what's next?
Well, I do want to mention that the federal government is celebrating, the Coast Guard specifically, they seized more than 48,000 pounds of cartel narcotics at a port in the Florida Everglades. I've got a bit of audio here from Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Say and, too. This liquid crystal. It's getting out of control.
Here's what,
I'm glad they found these people.
Here's what Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel had to say. Clip 5.
This is a textbook example of the Justice Department supporting the fight against violent crime.
This is what it looks like when the United States whole of government approach brings every resource to bear. They are going to get all the drugs off the streets, off the markets. We are going to lock them up.
Now, we don't have to play this clip, but Florida Senator Ashley Moody, she's the one that replaced Senator Marco Rubio when he became Secretary of State. Senator Moody is also applauding law enforcement here, saying this is going to be one of several things that we have to look forward to in the coming months.
Well, that's a great drug bust. And Ray, I just rejoice that we now have a federal government Department of Justice that isn't engaged in lawfare against its political opponents, but is doing the job we all thought they were there to do.
Hey, I'm glad they know the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. Yeah. And not only know the difference, Ed, but they're actually going after them. So this is a great victory. Get the drugs. Get them now before they hit the streets destroy lives and kill more of our young people.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, did we talk about the stock market bouncing back?
We have not done that yet. It is down at the moment. But yesterday, for those that didn't watch television or listen to our mini newscast talking about this, the stock market did rebound greatly yesterday. Pretty much
set a record, didn't
it? Oh, yeah. Like what we lost from Thursday up until yesterday afternoon was replaced. Now, we're going to have to watch that because right now the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ are all down. The Dow, for example, is down about 1,100 points. That could change later this afternoon if there is positive news in the way of tariffs. And speaking of tariffs, today's tariff talk day, whatever, the European Union has put off its retaliatory tariffs on hold for 90 days to match what President Trump announced yesterday.
So he announced that he was putting on hold now to the exclusion of the tariffs on China.
Yes.
China. He has put on hold for 90 days the other tariffs that he has slapped on countries in order to give all the nations concerned time with the U.S. Mm-hmm. negotiators to work out those tariffs. So that was the good news to which the stock market responded yesterday.
Yes. I was sitting in the newsroom yesterday eating lunch with Fred Jackson, and that's around about 12:30 is when the turnaround occurred.
Yeah, one of those moments in life you remember where you were.
Oh, yeah. I was eating a salad, and it was
Yeah,
it was
what very kind good. Of dressing?
It was like a balsamic vinaigrette. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
You never forget that when the stock market turns.
That a good balsamic vinaigrette can really
make the stock market go
can really
up.
Add some kick to your
salad. Well, it's funny, too, because Fred and I usually are the ones that work when there's like a debate, and we stay late. He does the website. I do the audio coverage, and we usually have a pizza together. So I can probably tell you where I was during this humdinger of a quote in a debate, too. I'm eating a pizza with Fred.
A humdinger of a quote.
Big, ladies and gentlemen, we shall be back with more of As the Tariff Turns.
Tariff right Talk.
And Tariff Talk right here on American Family Radio.
Yeah, you got to put that that really low NPR voice in when you do.
You want people
talk.
To feel calm about the tariffs
through the hourglass.
That are about to come down.
As stocks through the hourglass.
so are the tariffs of our lives. All right, probably a good time to take a break.
Yeah, there we go.
Break right here before we say something we shouldn't. We'll be back in a couple minutes with Dr. Alex McFarland. Stay with us.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Politics. The Christian's responsibility. You know, that's a subject that is certainly relevant, but one that has been ignored by many long and often. Because you see, the Christian does have some political responsibility. To begin with, the Christian has a responsibility not to accept the common belief that politics is a crooked business without doing something to correct it. Too long we have accepted politics as being inherently evil. For years I have been informed that politics is a crooked business and that its crookedness was to be accepted. Politics does not have to be crooked. It is not crooked even by nature. Whatever is crooked about politics is so partly because we have allowed it. As Christians, we have a responsibility to make government as honest and fair and efficient as it can be. Not only that, but the Christian has a responsibility of recognizing elected officials as humans capable of making mistakes. No person is infallible. And simply because an official makes a mistake, or even more than one mistake, doesn't automatically make him a crooked politician. And remember that no person or groups of persons can solve everybody's problems. Still another responsibility of the Christian is to be involved in the political process. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil, wrote Edmund Burke, is that good men do nothing. In many elections, if not in most elections, less than 50% of the qualified voters even bother to vote. Too often we have divorced Christian commitment from social, political responsibility. Separation of church and state does not mean separation of Christian faith and civic responsibility. God so loved the world, not just the church, but the world. As Christians, it is our responsibility not to be concerned with what's best for me, but what is best for our city, our state, our nation. We have an obligation to support principles rather than prejudices. Many times we have criticized without contributing. I'm reminded of the man I visited once who told me everything that was wrong with the church. The only problem was that he had not been inside a church in 20 years. Sometimes we're that way with politics. In the past 2 years, how many of us have contributed $1 or 1 hour to a good cause or a good candidate? How many of us even bothered to vote in the last election? The church has been terribly slow to recognize the responsibility of individual Christians to be involved in the political process. If anything, the emphasis has been for the Christians to stay clear of the crooked world of politics. The Christian has a responsibility to use his Christian commitment for social good. How? Well, for one thing, by encouraging and supporting good candidates. In order to have better officials, we must have better candidates. I remember hearing a lecturer say once that a person's private moral life did not affect his ability to serve a public office. As I listened, I wanted to tell him that he was wrong, but I knew I could never convince him of the fact. However, we are beginning to see now quite clearly that personal moral standards do affect a person's ability to serve in public office. As Christians, we do have responsibilities in the area of politics. How well we fulfill those responsibilities will determine the type of government we will have, from the local precinct to the national level.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
On American Family Radio, calling all procrastinators across America. you've been waiting to give to American Family Radio Share a Thumb, but you didn't call Tuesday, you didn't call Wednesday, today's our last day. So if you want to have your contribution in our final tally, and we got a goal, we want to go over $4 million by 6 o'clock Central Time, and we're at 2.7 right now with 12,537 families or individuals that have pledged. We need to hear from you today. So calling all procrastinators, if you've been meaning to call and make a gift to American Family Radio, now is the time to do so. We have a $150,000 challenge going on until noon Central Time, like an hour and 25 minutes from now, and that will be over then. So if you want to get on, be a part of that $150,000 challenge, then here is the phone number. This phone number calls us at American Family Radio, and you can then make your contribution or your pledge. And the phone number to dial in here is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You're listening to American Family Radio. You can also give online at AFR.net, AFR.net. I'm Tim with Ed and Chris and Ray. And joining us now from the great state of North Carolina is our good friend Dr. Alex McFarland, co-host of Exploring the Word each afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time on the American Family Radio Network, right here with Brother Bert Harper. How you doing, Alex?
I am blessed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Things are going well, aren't they?
They are. We're very happy and pleased. Are you you feeling better? You're normally down here with us.
You know, I know this is going to be the first Share-a-thon that I've missed in a long, long, long time, and I felt bad, but yeah, we have this wonderful thing called pollen. And Tim, I don't get under the weather much,
right?
But when I do it up big. And anyway, my wife said to me Sunday night, she said, "Alex, if you fly and work, you're going to go backward." And I had this horrible sinus infection. So I apologize. I'm not there in person. I'm on the mend, but we've been back here just really praying for Share-a-thon.
Well, you got a sinus infection?
Yeah, and okay. I had laryngitis. I missed 3 days of Exploring the Word last week, which because I sounded really bad.
Tim, I know this is going to sound crazy, Alex, but trust me on this. I'm gonna send you something.
Okay.
That some liquid crystal, and this will blow this sinus infection
it'll
out of the
blow,
water.
Yeah.
Good word. Now, this is legal,
good choice
right?
of word.
Oh, my bad. It'll alleviate. No, you don't know what we're talking about, Alex. It's a joke based on the last half hour that if I go down that rabbit hole, it'll be five more minutes.
It will.
Of Tim talk, which it's not going to be helpful.
Tim talk.
By the way, Alex, Ray's with us. You want to say hello to Ray?
How you doing, Ray?
Hey, I'm doing great, Alex. And I hope you're feeling better. That pollen stuff, once you get that mess, it's hard to get rid of it.
Tim had it for like
3 weeks. Had it for a month. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it hadn't put me out of commission. I didn't get fever from it or anything, but like I've never had pollen affect my life like it has these last three or four weeks. And it's like, is this ever going to go away?
Right.
But, I feel like such a wimp, you know, because I generally.
Oh, when you say pollen took me out?
We're not judgmental on this program, Alex.
Yeah. But the doctor gave me an antibiotic, and you know, and I was drinking hot tea and all that stuff. So,
But, hey, Alex, let me ask you this: you and Bert have been doing Exploring the Word each afternoon on AFR for how long now?
A little over 13 years.
Wow!
And
that is
now,
amazing.
Prior to that, I had almost 2 years with Brother Marvin Sanders.
Yes,
but I did the math, Tim. If you count Marvin Sanders, Bert Harper and myself, Jim Stanley, we have done 3,000 shows.
Wow.
Wow.
No wonder you're losing your voice.
Yeah. Huh? Whose idea was it to do Exploring the Word?
Well, there was this guy. He was brilliant, godly. His name is Tim Wildman.
Yeah, I knew it was Tim. I was giving him an opportunity to take credit.
You guys,
and he did.
It was his idea.
Yeah.
I don't like to bring attention to myself. So I'm glad y'all did.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was my idea. I just thought, Ray, do you know this story?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, of course, we've been on the air since 1991, American Family Radio. We started with one station here in our home area, here in the Tupelo, Mississippi area, and then we started expanding like mushrooms all over America, popping up. And now we're 170 stations in 30-something states. I don't know exactly how many states we're in, but anyway, I was pretty much responsible, except for my dad, Don Wildman. I mean, he had a big say in things, but a lot of the programming he kind of left to me to make the decision on what to play and what not to play.
And that's not an easy thing to do, trying to fill a 24-hour schedule.
No, and we wanted to do more original programming. We do play shows that are provided to us from other ministries, which is wonderful, but we wanted to provide our own stuff, so to speak. And I thought, you know what? By the middle of the afternoon, people are going to be tired of hearing about politics and current events and stock market this and earthquake that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I said,
they need a boost.
Huh?
They need a boost.
A daily.
They need an AFR booster mid-afternoon.
I said, why don't we? And Marvin was alive at that time. You know, Marvin was general manager. Mm-hmm. Marvin Sanders. And Marvin and I talked about it, and I said, why don't we just do a live on-air Bible study? Just go through the Word of God. Call it, I don't know, Exploring the Word. So I said,
came up with the name too.
Yeah, I said, I got the perfect guy to do it, Alex McFarland, because Alex he wants to be a part of the ministry and he's free and has time to do it. And we'll just ask him if he can do it. And Alex said yes. He said Marvin and him did it 2 years, and then Marvin
passed away.
Passed away, and then Bert had been serving churches for a long time,
right?
But he wasn't doing that anymore. So he said, hey, I can do that. So God put it together. So Bert and Alex are like synonymous with our afternoons here on American Family Radio.
They are like vanilla ice cream and Oreo cookies.
Yeah.
Combined. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's, they're like liquid and crystal.
Perfect. You know perfect what I'm saying? Mixture.
Huh?
Look, all joking aside, we do poke fun at each other every once in a while. But all joking aside, God called you to the position you're in, and God has used you.
You're talking about Alex or me?
I'm talking about you, Tim.
Oh, well, okay.
God's used Alex too, obviously, but God has used you to make decisions, hiring decisions, because when he calls people, he equips them, gives them the ideas, the gifts. A lot of the big decisions that are made, Tim, you make them.
Now, when
you mess up, you know, we have to mock.
Right. It's rare. Bit,
but it's rare.
Yeah. Alex McFarland joining us from North Carolina. You can hear Alex with Bert each afternoon on American Family Radio as they do Explore the Word. It's called Exploring the Word. You have many of your fans of that show. It's 3:05 to 4 o'clock Central Time each weekday afternoon right here on American Family Radio. You travel, Tim, can I share
a bit of a testimony? You know, I'm very blessed in that, like, I'm on the road preaching somewhere almost every weekend of the year. And just this year, in fact, I've been in Indiana, Wichita, Kansas, Wisconsin, down, you know, Georgia, the Carolinas. And I know this is Share-a-thon, and folks, let me just tell you what your financial support is doing. Just in the context of Exploring the Word, Tim and Ed and Ray, Chris, literally every weekend, people come and they stand in line. And Bert and I now have written two books. But people come, sometimes they drive 7, 8, 9 hours. And it's very emotional. They'll say, you have no idea. I gave my life to Christ listening to Exploring the Word. I was in Illinois a year ago, and a man came up and he said, I got off of drugs listening to your show, Alex. And this guy's like weeping, and I was very moved. He said, I'm listening to you and Bert. And he said, you threw down this challenge to repent from sin, to get clean. And he said, I got off drugs. I made the decision in the middle of one of your Exploring the Word shows. I've met inmates that accepted Christ listening to AFR and eventually got out and built a life in church.
Amen.
And I could tell you so many testimonies. Probably the most amazing, and I got to tell you this quickly. And by the way, folks, the number is 877-616-2396. If you believe, like we do, the only reason we're passionately inviting you to partner with us, I can tell you firsthand, souls are being saved. Young people are building their life on a biblical foundation. Husbands are staying true to their spouses. Pastors are recommitting to their calling. And we give God the glory. I mean, we completely give God all the praise. But Tim, this is what the Lord is doing. And January of 22, my first trip after Christmas, I'm going through the Atlanta airport, 6 a.m. in the morning. I flew out of North Carolina at like 5 a.m. I'm changing planes in Atlanta, going through Atlanta at 6:05 a.m. And all of a sudden, a guy goes, Alex McFarland. I turn around, and this guy just puts his arms around me, just weeping. I was like, hi, can I help you? He said, I listened to Exploring the Word, and he was having trouble in his job, trouble in his marriage. He said, I listened to you and Bert. He said, about 2 days ago, he said, I just cried out to God and said, I just wish I could talk to Alex McFarland from Exploring the Word. And this guy, we both were like amazed. He said, I just prayed if somehow I could meet with you. And I said, well, hey, I got an hour. And I'm like, what are the odds in the Atlanta airport, busiest airport you'll ever see? And this listener prayed. And so we sat there and we prayed together, and I had a little pastoral visit with him. But I guess my point is, you know, the Lord is using this beyond anything we could even imagine.
Well, wow. That can't happen outside of God.
Right.
That's Amen.
Just, that just can't. Let me ask you this. Did he recognize your bass, or did he recognize your voice, or both?
A little bit of both. I was on the phone, as like I always am. I think I have a cell phone, you know, implanted to the side of my head. And he heard my voice. But he had seen pictures of Bert and I online. And that, let me assure you, that is no big thrill. I have a good face for radio, you see.
Yeah.
But
we need to, by the way, you and Bert are going with me to Israel next March.
This is true.
We're going to be talking about that more. So Bert and Alex and their wives are going with Allison, my wife, and me to Israel on a Holy Land tour.
That'd be a special trip.
Next March. If you want to read about that and find out the itinerary, the cost, and everything, go to this website, wildmangroup.com, WILDMON, wildmangroup.com. For more information. Alex, so are you going to be on with Bert this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what are y'all going to be studying?
Well, this week, you know, we are in Exodus. We're wrapping up the book of Exodus, but we're pretty much Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week, yeah. Kind of share-a-thon content.
Right, gotcha. All right, thank you, Alex. Take care, my friend. I'm glad you're feeling better.
God bless you, and God bless all the partners and supporters. We love you.
Amen.
Bye.
Hey, Ray, we're not ignoring you, brother. Why don't you give a tremendous pitch to people why they should give to American Family Radio?
In a world where people are desperate for hope, in a world where people are stumbling through the darkness, in a world where people are gripped with fear, and I don't blame anybody for being a little bit shaken by
right.
the way things are in the world today, American Family Radio stands as a beacon of light and truth and hope. And as Alex said, lives are being changed in America and around the world. And I can't think of a better way, friends, for you to invest your hard-earned money. You can't give to everything. You can't give to everybody. Nobody can. But may I say to you, you'll never regret making a gift to American Family Radio. our theme for this Share-a-thon is pour out your spirit. It's a great prayer for all of us. And here's the number to make a donation, make a pledge. It's 877-616-2396. And we are in the middle of this $150,000 pledge. Join us, friends. Make a call right now. 877-616-2396.
I thought you were going to go full movie trailer voice.
In a world.
When we started off.
In a world. In a world of darkness, confusion, and despair.
One man.
One man. One voice.
In an outpost at the edge of space.
That is how a lot of the movie trailers start.
Oh, yeah. How did that guy get that job?
I don't know. Now, he's since passed away. I forget his name. But he was famous. Mm-hmm. And you had to pay top dollar, I'm sure, to get him.
Pick him up in the limousines. And
yeah.
Go in, and he would make his 30-second, deal or 2-minute deal.
Oh, man.
Don LaFontaine.
Yeah, that's it.
LaFontaine. That man had a voice.
What was he famous for?
Well, doing all those movie trailers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That when we talk about In a World. Yeah, that was his voice.
According to the internet, where you can't put anything that isn't true, he recorded over 5,000 film trailers and became known for the phrase, In a World.
In a World.
Epic voice guy is what some people refer to him
epic
as.
Epic voice guy. 5,000 movie trailers. Wow. All right.
That's good. That's good gig if you can get it.
Right.
All I have to do is come in and...
Right.
And read.
Yeah.
Just read a script.
Yeah.
And 30 minutes later, you're out of there.
All a lot right. of people tell me my voice is that way, too.
Do they?
Very soothing.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Do they?
Yes. Helps them go to sleep.
Well, you keep on, Ed.
Yeah.
Keep on reading, brother.
Yeah.
All right. So, in a world of Share-a-thon.
Yes. Where you can give.
Yeah. You can make a difference. Can't they, Ed?
In a world of Share-a-thon, where right. you can make a difference.
Here's the phone number. If you want to make a gift to American Family Radio, please call and be as generous as you can. Hey, we got folks, if you've been waiting, you got a busy signal. We got folks that came over here and said the phones aren't ringing right now. I don't know if people are eating lunch or what. They said, give the phone number again so people will call and make a gift to AFR on this $150,000 challenge that goes on till now, till noon. The phone number is 877-616-2396. That's the phone number to reach us here at American Family Radio, 877-616-2396. Alex, when Alex was talking about the airport story, by the way, did I was a little bit distracted here. Did he say this fella came up to him and said that God told him he was supposed to talk to Alex McFarland?
No, he said he had prayed. He had prayed that God would just give him an opportunity sometime to talk with Alex.
And he meets him in the Atlanta airport.
Atlanta airport, which to Alex's point, that is one busy, hectic, crowded airport. But he saw him, recognize the face, and recognized his voice. And like you said, that doesn't happen apart from God.
Zero chance.
Yes. That just doesn't happen.
I wanted Ray, you to tell that story. Something happened to you in the, somewhere in Korea or somewhere? Seoul?
Right, in South Korea. Seoul, South Korea. I had been over speaking at Word of Life, teaching the Bible, and was on the way home. And that the Incheon Airport, if you have ever been there, it's ginormous. It's the biggest airport I've ever been in.
Wow.
Goes on forever. In fact, now since this time I'm talking, they've actually doubled it. So it's humongous. So the chances of, quote, running into anybody is below zero, I guess. And so we're lined up, hundreds of us, on the flight from Seoul back to, I guess it was on that day, back to Chicago, I suppose. And we were lined up, and a group of us were talking. There's a fellow off by the side, and I noticed him, but he wasn't saying much of anything. And I was there chatting with some others, and everybody just waiting, get home. Got in this huge airplane, one that you feels like you're in a flying auditorium, right? And so I'm way back in the back, way back in the nosebleed section, you know, row 52, row 53. But I'm on the aisle there, and the plane is taxiing, and everybody's there, and I hear a voice from behind me. Are you Ray Pritchard? And you know, that's a terrifying thing.
They're wearing a policeman's uniform.
That's right. Are you Ray Pritchard? You know, I thought that I had my disguise on. How could anybody know who I was, right? And I turned around, and it was this fellow who'd been kind of standing around while we were waiting to board. And he gave me his name, and he said, I thought that was you. I said, well, how could you possibly know me? He said, because I hear you on American Family Radio. And when I heard you talking to the others, I said, that's got to be Ray Pritchard. And it just ended up, we were basically one row apart, both of us on the aisle, and became since then very good friends. And I've heard from him since then. So shout out to the family out there in Fayetteville, Arkansas, listeners to American Family Radio. And we met in the airport in Seoul, South Korea. AFR spans the globe.
Well, folks, if you want an experience like that, here's the number to call.
Okay. I think you're overpromising right there, Ed.
I am overpromising. Yeah. That was tongue in cheek, but it is our share-a-thon, and we do serve a really, really big God and a loving God who does answer prayers and who raises up individuals for ministry and raises up ministries. And we believe that God has raised up American Family Association and American Family Radio, but he also raises up people to help support that ministry. And that is what we do three days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. It is the final day of our spring share-a-thon. The theme is Pour Your Spirit Out. Here is the number to call if you would like to give to American Family Radio, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. You can give also online at afr.net. And we do have some Spring Share-a-thon premium options for you. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a book written by Stephen McDowell titled The Bible, Divine or Human. Or if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will not only receive the book by Stephen McDowell, but also the AFR embossed padfolio. It is a nice, soft, covered, zipped up cover that you can put a pad in or something else that's small. It has AFR with the nice embossed on the cover. That is if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. The number is 877-616-2396.
For $50 or more a month, we help you get rid of pollen allergies.
Yes.
So that's
also an overpromise.
Some Bible scholars have gone back and looked at the fall of man and determined that it was actually thorns, thistles, and pollen.
And pollen is part of the judgment. Yes.
Thorns, thistles, and pollen. That was a novel. It was a good one, too.
The Grapes of Folly.
No, it was a Dickens, I think.
Yes, I was going to say Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens. Yeah. You read it, too?
Oh, yeah. Thorns, Thistles, and Pollen.
Yeah. Didn't know who did it till the last page.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
And then we sneezed.
Yes.
That was the way the
sneeziest
that's the way the book started.
All the people said, I'll chew.
All right, we're going to take a time out right here for news and information on American Family Radio and Share-a-thon. We'll roll on. We'll be back after this short time out. Ed, Tim, Chris, and Ray, we thank you for listening to American Family Radio, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.